Explain tax-advantaged retirement accounts. There are two broad categories of tax-advantaged retirement accounts, defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans. Approximately half of American employers offer retirement plans to their employees. For clients who are self-employed or whose employers do not provide plans, it will be especially important to explain the retirement savings options available. It is important to explain to clients that they are not limited to a single type of retirement account, even if they use a plan offered through their employer. Some key definitions that are important for discussions about retirement accounts include contribution, a sum of money deposited into a retirement fund. Contributions can be pre-tax or after-tax, depending on the type of retirement plan. Distribution, withdrawal of money from a retirement plan. If contributions were pre-tax, later distributions are taxable income. If they were after-tax, then distributions are not taxable income. Defined benefit plans. Defined benefit plans, more commonly known as pensions, used to be the standard retirement plan in America. Today, fewer companies offer pensions. Pensions provide a guaranteed defined monthly payment to the recipients. These plans are typically funded by the employer and may or may not require contributions from the employee. While it is possible that a pension will be for a predetermined dollar amount, it is more likely that the amount a retiree will receive is calculated based on the following factors. Years of employment, average salary during a specific stretch of years, usually the last years they worked, and a percentage. Therefore, the longer one works for the employer, the higher the defined benefit will be at retirement. The monthly payments are taxable as income. A pension will pay out for the entirety of the recipient's retirement. As a result, the predetermined amount that will be received monthly can make it easier to budget when the time comes. Unlike other types of retirement plans, the employee does not take on the investment risk, neither the gains nor losses. That is the responsibility of the employer. One risk is that the organization could fail to fully fund the plan. Example, market losses, financial distress, out of business. But there is coverage from the Pension Benefits Guarantee Corporation, PBGC. Because the payments are fixed, inflation can have a negative impact on the spending power of the pension, unless they are inflation protected through cost of living adjustments, COLA. Social Security is also a form of defined benefits plan in that the payments received are based on income and how long the recipient has been paying into the program. Defined contribution plans and IRAs. Here we discuss defined contribution plans and individual retirement accounts, IRAs. A defined contribution plan is defined as a retirement savings plan where investment contributions are made regularly by the employee, employer, or both, but the investment risk goes to the employee, both gains and losses. There are many different kinds of deferred contribution plans, but the best known type is the 401k. Other types are addressed below. Contributions are made to an account that is directly owned by the individual. Many employers contribute matching amounts to their employees' retirement accounts up to a certain amount that varies by employer. Ownership of this portion of the account will have vesting rules as discussed elsewhere. A defined contribution plan is an investment account. This means, unlike with a defined benefit plan pension, distributions from a defined contribution plan are not guaranteed. Instead, the amount of money an account holder will have is determined by how much money is contributed, the timing of those contributions, and how well the account performs. Many defined contribution plans give the owner options in how the account funds are invested, the asset allocation. Account owners select how their assets are invested, usually from a predefined list of investment options chosen by the employer. Various types of mutual funds or ETFs, example small, mid, or large cap, growth, value, target date funds. While financial counselors cannot help clients choose which options to invest in, they can support clients by helping them understand the difference between each investment option. An individual retirement account, IRA, is defined as an investment account that allows individuals to save for retirement with options for tax-deferred or tax-free growth. IRAs can be opened through a bank, credit union, investment company, or brokerage firm. Anyone with earned income or who is married to someone with earned income in the case of spousal IRAs can set up their own IRA. This includes people who also have a defined contribution plan. Individuals can have one or more IRAs, but the annual IRA contribution limit is for all contributions to IRAs combined. For example, if a client has two IRAs and hits the contribution limit when contributing to the first IRA, they will not be able to contribute anything to the second IRA in that calendar year. IRAs come in two forms, traditional and Roth. Counselors need to be able to explain to their clients what they are and how they work. Traditional IRA, a type of retirement savings account available to anyone with earned income that allows individuals to contribute pre-tax income. Contributions may be tax deductible in the year they are made. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income in retirement. Roth IRA, a type of retirement savings account available to individuals with earned income, subject to income limits, that allows after-tax contributions and has tax-free withdrawals of earnings in retirement. Contributions to Roth IRAs are subject to specific thresholds based on income. A counselor should be familiar with these thresholds, but it is generally outside of the scope of an ASC's area of expertise. Counselors should also encourage clients with Roth IRAs to check their eligibility every year. It is possible that they may become ineligible to make contributions if they receive a raise or have a strong self-employed year. Those who fall within the phase-out income threshold, which can vary based on how a client files their taxes and their income level, will need to calculate their modified adjusted gross income. The IRS offers instructions for this, and clients should also speak with their accountants to confirm eligibility. If a client loses eligibility to make contributions to their Roth IRA, it is important to point out that they have not lost their savings. They retain the account and any earnings. They just cannot contribute any more to the account, unless their income drops below the threshold. Clients should also be informed of the fact that non-Roth IRAs can be converted into Roth IRAs. Clients interested in converting their traditional IRAs into Roth IRA should be referred to someone with expertise in these types of conversions. Differences are shown in Exhibit 3-14. Exhibit 3-14, Traditional and Roth IRA Comparison. Required minimum distributions, RMDs, are defined as the minimum amount that must be withdrawn annually from certain retirement accounts once the account holder reaches a specific age, as mandated by tax law, in order to avoid a 50% excise tax. RMDs are relevant to clients who have tax-deferred retirement plans. The IRS requires owners of these plans to start distributions by the age of 73. This can change. In 2033, it will rise to 75. Distributions are calculated based on the IRS's life expectancy tables and account balance. Tools for calculating the RMDs on a client's accounts can be found on the IRS's website. Roth IRAs are not subject to RMDs unless a beneficiary is receiving distributions, because the original owner has passed away. Catch-up contributions are defined as follows. Additional amounts individuals age 50 or older are allowed to contribute to retirement accounts beyond the standard annual limit to help boost retirement savings. These are additional payments made to savings plans, employer plans, and IRAs after the age of 50 on top of other allowed contributions intended to boost retirement financial security. As with general contributions, these are capped every year, and the amount can vary depending on IRS rules for the new year. Exhibit 3-15 lists types of retirement accounts. Exhibit 3-15, types of retirement plans.